T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your sports team got you upset? Let it out with us. Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFA. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Your sports station.
This one's from the band Jet. Are You Gonna Be My Girl? It was used in a 2003 iPod commercial.
Part I remember
of Apple
that.
Invasion Day. Songs used in commercials. The theme this week.
Not bad. Not a bad theme.
My iPod's kaput. My iPad's kaput. What
really?
Do I do?
I don't think people use iPods anymore. So
what do they use? Just their phones?
Yeah,
their
exactly.
Apple Music app?
Apple Music, Spotify. I don't think Pandora is that viable, but yeah, those kind of things.
Well, I've got the Apple Music. I've got Alexa, which has transformed my work world down in my basement at home.
Of course.
It's made it just marvelous.
What have you been requesting lately from Alexa?
A lot of Long Road Out of Eden. Wonder why that is.
I don't know.
I wish the Eagles played more of that. That was a great record. Why do they ignore that? Because none of it was hits?
Yeah, no one knows it. People come for the
Eagles fans know it.
Yeah, but they're not really even playing to Eagles fans anymore, I don't think.
Maybe they'll downsize for their last go-around and go to places that
I'm
seat.
I'm not sure they're going to have a last go-around.
Go to places that seats 1,000 and just play some of that stuff.
That'd be nice, but it'll never happen. Not too much
you
money.
You think this is it?
I think Joe's slipping.
Why do you say that?
I've seen a lot of videos from this tour, and his guitar, his dexterity, I believe, is waning with the guitar.
Well, they got Stewart.
He's missing a lot of notes.
He is?
Yes.
Well, what are you saying?
I worry about it. He's 72.
You're saying Joe Walsh is showing signs of being done.
I don't want to say it, but I'm going to see some shows. I'll report back. With my own eyes, I'll get a look at it, and I'll evaluate then.
Well, they can cover for him a little bit.
I know.
What I heard is his singing's not as quite as sharp.
That too. But
do we worry about Joe?
Well, yeah. It's a miracle that he's alive at 72.
What are you talking about? Here you go again with your ageism.
Not ageism. He had a rough life.
Everybody had a rough life in this generation.
Right, and not very many of them made it. The Eagles are an anomaly as far as that goes.
I don't know.
But we're proud of them. I always plan for the worst so I can be happy if they do continue going.
Did you see the crash, the Ryan Newman crash?
Horrific.
And he's walking, or he's not walking, he's sitting up and talking today in his hospital bed. I don't get it. Kudos to NASCAR for obviously making these cars as safe as they possibly can. Because
you
that defies,
wreck.
There's no way you live through that.
No, I don't understand. But obviously extremely thankful that he did, but seeing the wreckage and the wreck and the crash and the flip and the fire. How do you survive?
Why do we not take any homage, pay any attention to NASCAR? What's wrong with us? Even when it was really, really big.
Well, you had a segment on the morning
show. We did, but I can't. Who do I get
fun?
That segment with now?
I don't know. Dwayne Frazier might.
It'd be
available.
Fun to do an every other week NASCAR segment.
Would it?
Would it?
I don't. Have we
listeners 869-1240?
Have we had a NASCAR call in the history of this show?
Would it be? It was fun doing it with JR and Warren back in the day.
Right.
Because it was just nonsense.
But
we just fought for 20 minutes.
Was at its peak then as well, and it's not.
But
it's
I don't want somebody down. Coming in here, well, the hammy on the left wheel.
What?
I don't want
that. What are you even saying?
I don't know what I'm saying.
You don't want
That's
someone,
how little I know about cars.
You don't want
Don't they all have hamstrings?
So what you're saying is you don't want someone to break down the ins and outs.
No, I don't want to know what carburetor's firing and what left exhaust is. I don't want to know that.
You want more of the personalities.
I want the personalities. I want to talk about the drivers. I want to pick the outcomes.
Well, how come we didn't keep State Farm? Not State Farm, I apologize.
What are you talking
or
about?
Or Nissan picks of the week going through NASCAR.
Because I don't know. I need personality.
We could have done a draft for three of those and then
hoops
games.
Nobody's calling saying, yeah, you guys got to talk more NASCAR. Nobody's tweeting at me at Bob Lutz saying, yeah, let's go. So my general feeling is that NASCAR is not good radio.
But here's the thing. Most
thoughts?
Of the, I guess not. Most of the.
Do you and me need to talk about something we don't know anything about? Now, some would say we do that all the time.
Right, I do.
About anything. Well, yes, you talk about things you know nothing about every day.
Of course.
Quit pounding on your keyboard.
Well, I got to look some stuff up. I apologize.
It's
that
a
these
bad.
These
it's
mics
bad
pick
radio.
Up everything.
Let's get to the phones at 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline, and we are joined by Rich. Rich?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I don't know, but I can tell just from your voice you're a NASCAR fan.
Yes, I am.
Talk about profiling.
Well, listen, you kind of have that drawl. You kind of have that. You've lived down south, haven't you?
Nope, born and raised right here in Wichita.
Well, south Wichita.
Yeah.
See?
South
Wichita, fact, I can pinpoint it.
He's stereotyping the heck out of you.
You were raised at 31st and Seneca area.
That's my hood, yeah.
Well, there's a game we can play. Go ahead, Rich. What do you have about NASCAR?
Yeah, well, I'd like to hear you guys talk about it at least once a week, maybe on a Friday, the week, you know, before the weekend race. You know, and call in, maybe have some predictions or something.
We need an expert, Rich. We need that person who just knows NASCAR front and back.
Rich, who's the guy in NASCAR? Because I was about to say the same guys that were good 5 years ago when they did talk about it are good now, but I'm looking at the Daytona 500 leaderboard, and I don't see a ton of recognizable names, or at least some unrecognizable. So who's the young guy in NASCAR right now?
It would be Chase Elliott. That'd be Billy Elliott's son.
There you go.
All right.
He's most recognizable driver, most popular driver. Ever since Dale Earnhardt Jr. retired, he's become the most popular driver. And he's young. He's been winning. He's with a good team.
All right.
Fair enough.
Thanks, Rich. We appreciate it.
I'm more of the Emporia guy.
Clint Bowyer.
Yeah, Clint Bowyer. He's my guy.
All right, we appreciate it, Rich.
Chase Elliott's 24, so I'll give that to him.
There's Rich, who makes a case for a NASCAR segment.
Did that do anything for you?
I want to play this game where I identify where you grew up.
Oh, because the guy had a southern accent to some degree? Yeah, that's tough.
Well, no, but he said I identified right where he grew up in Wichita.
Right.
So that's the game I want to play.
869-1240.
I'll almost guarantee you I'll get within 25 miles of where you grew up.
25 miles? So basically the entirety of Wichita is you're covered.
No, of where you grew up. Not everybody who calls this show grew up in Wichita.
All right, then let's play that game. I want to see you humiliated.
Why?
Because that's a ridiculous claim to make. I can pinpoint where you grew up.
Maybe I did with Rich.
Right, and anyone could have, is my point.
Unknown user, one of our big fans, says more NASCAR, bull riding, WWE, and UFC would be great for the show. I disagree with him on all counts.
I could do some bull riding.
That would be an awful show. Can you imagine us getting on these airwaves and talking about NASCAR, bull riding, UFC, and WWE?
It wouldn't go that well.
We'd be done. Tony Dusing would fire us.
No, we'd make it entertaining.
I don't think we could. Here's our friend Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be speaking with Jeff from the Jeff and Duda Show and the soup drinker from the home. Now, I'm happy to play your little game, so let's get started.
Jonathan, you sound like you're from somewhere north of Wichita.
So how am I supposed to respond? Is this a warmer, colder kind
yeah,
of
thing? Yeah, we're piecing it together.
Okay.
Am I right?
No.
See, that's a, what was the point of this game, Jonathan? We never do this on the Jeff and Duda Show.
No, let's keep playing, though. This is a lot of fun. So, okay. No, I'm not.
You're not from north of Wichita. Are you north? Are you in the northern part of Wichita right now?
I happen to be, yes.
Okay. See, that's what I'm getting, Jeff.
It has no bearing on where I grew up.
This isn't an exact science.
Yeah, don't mess with Miss Cleo's strategies over
this
here.
This isn't an exact science. This is me just kind of, it's kind of getting it, you know?
Right.
Getting it.
So keep going.
So you're in North Wichita right now. Okay. So you probably, the feel I'm getting right now is you grew up somewhere in the western Sedgwick County area.
Why do I sense that I'm going to be getting a tarot card reading next? No, that's not correct.
All right.
I see the letter M somewhere in your history.
Where'd you grow up, Jonathan?
Actually, Jeff is exactly right because the letter M is the first letter of the town that I grew up in.
Uh-oh. Where's that?
Was it couldn't be Mulvain. Marion.
That would be Medicine Lodge.
Medicine?
Kansas.
Well, that's west
See,
of
I got it. I'm the guy who got it.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks,
we
Jonathan.
Appreciate it. There, give me a if I had an hour, I could pinpoint all these people.
Yes, of course.
Adam, you're next on the drive. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say something. Okay, are you well, wanting me to tell you well, where you're from, or do you have something to say?
Oh, no. First of all, I love your show. I have two autistic kids that absolutely love your show, too. So whenever we're in the car, from 4 to 6, we listen to you guys, and they just laugh their heads off.
How many kids?
I have two boys.
Well, that's outstanding. That makes me happy.
Yep.
All right.
And no offense, I agree with your son probably 90% of the time.
Thank you. Good grief.
Who do your kids laugh with or along with more, Jeff or me?
Jeff.
Really?
Yeah, duh.
Because
really?
It's like you and him are like me and my brother when we argue. Do they take my side? Do they like, because I like Jeff, do they take Jeff's side?
Makes well, sense to me.
I simply adored your kids until just now, Adam.
Oh, come on. Yeah, can you tell me where I'm from?
Oh, you want to know where you're from? Like, well, you have two kids.
Yeah, I guarantee you won't guess it.
Are you driving in a truck or a car?
I'm driving in a truck, SUV.
So that means you're not, yeah, that means, okay, I got you pinpointed from somewhere down around Schulte.
Nope.
What is Schulte?
Where are you from?
I am from Saratoga, New York.
You can't get and there without to, going I, through I, Schulte.
I moved to Wichita over a decade ago.
We're very happy to have you.
When I heard you were going to pinpoint 25 miles, I didn't know if my accent would give it
I meant,
off.
You know what I meant, Adam? Honestly, Schulte, New York is what I meant. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, that's really nowhere near Saratoga, New York.
Thank you, Adam.
Is there a Schulte, New York?
Yes, look it up. You can't get to Saratoga without it.
It doesn't appear that there is.
JR is next. Hey, JR.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I agree with you. I'm great. We need more WWE on your show.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Well, we want to maintain good ratings, JR.
Oh, well, WWE has plenty of ratings on TV. I think that you could ride their coattails and get some big ratings.
What's your favorite sport?
Baseball, and then WWE.
All right, so that indicates that you're from. I'm going to go ahead and just I'm saying you're from the Conway Springs area.
You hit it head on.
Thank
what?
You, JR.
Are you really from Conway Springs, JR?
Absolutely.
How good
I drink water every day.
How good is that?
I don't think he's.
Thanks, JR.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
Oh my God!
It
time for a
like
break,
he wasn't
Max.
The truth.
Let's take a break. On that note, that is eerie. We've got. You want to give away the tickets to Def Leppard and ZZ Top? We've got 4 pair to give away today. We're going to give away 2 pair of them right now. Def Leppard and that little band from Texas, ZZ Top. They're coming to Intrust Bank Arena on October 5th. Caller number 4 gets a pair of tickets. More live action from the show and station with the cheap sunglasses to drive on Sports Radio KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.